good evening above Top Secret. This is Springer, and I am replying to Zeta. Remember Zeta's pod thread about UFOs and aliens. And I have varying opinions about this subject. On the one hand, when I look up into that sky at night, and that's one of the great things about living out here in Indian Territory, we have very little light pollution at night. It's amazing, just between Dallas and here, when I was in Dallas, I'd look up at the sky and, you know, yeah, you'd see the brightest stars, that was about it. Here, it's almost like being out in the middle of the ocean, which I've crossed the Pacific four times in my younger days, and there's nothing like being out in the ocean in the middle of the night. It's just, you can see the curve of the earth, and it's literally, it's real hard to find a black spot in the sky when you're out at sea in the middle of the night on a clear night. There are that many stars, and it's just such an incredible, beautiful sight, and shooting stars very, very frequently, meteors. But whenever I look up at that glorious, you know, thing that is our universe, and I see all those stars, and I realize that every one of those is a potential sun with planets, you know, potentially orbiting it. In my mind, to think that we are all the intelligent life that there is in the universe is one of the most asinine statements I've ever heard. So, to that extent, I'm absolutely a true believer. Getting to, are they visiting us? I don't know. Nobody knows. Or if they do know, they're not saying, which is possible too. As Skeptic pointed out, you would have to be an extremely wealthy, extremely technologically advanced society to pull a deal like that off. You know, I think, what's the nearest star that could have planets beyond our solar system? I'm not sure, but it's 50 light years, a million light years, I don't know what it is. But it's a long damn way. And to put out a mission like that with no benefit other than the observation of us is, you know, scientifically you've got a reward there. That's about it. So that's a whole lot of expense just to find out what we do or if we are here, etc. So again, you know, that's a pretty logical thing to wonder about. As far as abductions, things of that nature, I have a real hard time with those. Real hard time. I've just seen so many of them proven to be sleep paralysis, mental conditions, nightmares, hallucinations, and just pure hoaxes. People starving for attention that, as sad as it is, that turned out to be the only way they could get attention. And, you know, my heart bleeds for people like that. I do believe in Occam's razor, and that's kind of what I judge all this stuff by. You know, when I hear a sighting, you know, a guy saw this shoot across the sky, bright white light, going way too fast, way too high, way too maneuverable, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Occam's razor tells us it's either a natural phenomenon or a man-made phenomenon way before it's an alien from another solar system. You know, when the stealth, Skunk Works was testing the stealth fighter and the stealth bomber out over Nevada, well, the sightings, I mean, you can literally go back and just track the UFO sightings of triangular UFOs. Almost, you know, every night that they launched that thing and tested it, there were sightings. You know, back when people were seeing that aircraft, we had nothing like that. Mankind had nothing like that. So it was absolutely alien technology to the people looking at it on the ground. And imagine the radar operators at a local, you know, Muni airport, and they're not getting a signature. Well, nobody knew about stealth technology back then. So that thing was it was an alien craft, without question. Just turned out to be ours. You know, but again, no one can say one way or the other if we're being visited. I think there's equally likely chance that we are as there is that we're not. It's kind of a 50-50 flip of the coin in my mind. Again, it'd just be a huge undertaking for very little return for the people doing the visiting. So that's kind of it, you know. I absolutely believe there is more life out there. I think the universe is teeming with life. But I just think the distances are so great. And the technology required to cross those distances, I'm sure, will get around to it, you know. That may be really what first contact will be, you know. Maybe someday some advanced civilization will think that we, you know, assuming we haven't blown ourselves up, which is the more likely situation, but assuming we don't blow ourselves up, we actually do grow up and start acting like civilized beings instead of the savages that we are, that may be how we get turned on to the technology that will allow us to do FTL and go where we want to go. Until that day, I don't know. I think it's going to be a struggle. Hell, we can barely get to the International Space Station. It's, what, 220 miles over our heads. So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that in and keep those podcasts coming. And I really appreciate all the nice sentiments that I've from everybody about my back surgery. We're going to get it done eventually and get that cloud away from my head. And the TV show is moving along great. And I will update everybody on that next week. Have a great one. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Springer out.